Kurt and Kate Mornings, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. here on Moody Radio Florida.
Here's today's moment from the show.
Well, Ed, we're glad you're with us. It has been an amazing morning already. And to set the stage for this, by the way, a lot of you may recognize Ed's name. He's with Moody Radio for many, many years, serving the Lord as one of our co-workers. Now he's the president of FEBC, Far East Broadcasting Company. And that's a God story in and of itself, how the Lord led you there, I would imagine, Ed.
Oh, yeah. It's such a privilege to be able to see what people around the world are doing, just like you guys there in Florida with radio, to be a friend of the listener and to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ.
Okay, now how did you guys get hooked up with this whole idea of, okay, we see the door of opportunity opening to build some Christian radio stations in Mongolia? This takes us back a few years. I think it's important for us to get context. Tell us more.
Sure. About 25 years ago, Kurt, there was essentially no presence of Christianity in the country of Mongolia. It's just one of those forgotten pockets on the earth, bounded by Russia on one side, China on the other side. It was a communist country for many, many years where the gospel was prohibited, and it just never made it into the country. A missionary came to Mongolia about 20 years ago and was teaching English to some young Mongolians and used the Bible to teach them to speak English. One of those individuals was Bot Jargal, our director, who had a passion for radio. He had been broadcasting communist propaganda as a young man on radio and television, so he was experienced with broadcasting. He knew the effect of radio. When he became a believer, he became committed to say, I want to use radio to take the gospel to the millions of people here in Mongolia who've never had the chance to hear.
Then suddenly Moody partnered with FEBC a few years ago to increase the number of stations. And Moody listeners really, they came through in a very powerful way, didn't they?
They sure did. We had about 10 stations at that time in Mongolia, and we knew the power and the effect that radio was having, as many of these people were calling in and listening, asking questions, becoming committed. They heard the gospel in an indigenous voice, in a local person who speaks about the culture they live in. So it was an effective way to broadcast the good news of Jesus Christ. We had an opportunity 6 years ago. We had three new licenses granted to us by the government, and Moody Radio listeners came alongside and partnered with FEBC in order to complete the construction of those three new stations. Those people living in those cities responded powerfully, and we knew that this is an opportunity that we cannot miss. The government has given us permission to build 11 more stations, which will complete essentially all the major cities within the country of Mongolia, to give us the opportunity to utilize these skills and capabilities that God has given talented indigenous people in Mongolia to proclaim the good news on radio. So therefore, we thought, what better way to come back to our friends and those people who said, yes, I want to proclaim the gospel in Mongolia, to now expand it and complete the task.
But there's a ticking clock on that, isn't there? We have to get that done by a certain time.
Sure. As radio license, just like here in the United States, as radio licenses are issued, the government doesn't want people to just sit on that and have an opportunity to broadcast on a certain frequency go on. Not started. So, yeah, we have a time limit. We have to get them up and running within a very short period of time. Plus, we're concerned that, you know, governments can change. We're familiar with governments that aren't friendly to the gospel. And as long as we've got a government that says, sure, you can broadcast the gospel on these radio stations, we need to get that done quickly for the benefit of those listeners so that if things do change, they've had the opportunity to hear the gospel.
Okay, you might be listening right now and you're like, this is something I want to be a part of. You prayed about it and the Lord is touching your heart. We want to give you the opportunity to invest in the lives of these folks who have never, many of them have never heard the name of Jesus. If you'd like to give a gift, you can do that right now. We have folks answering phones. Let me give you the phone number if you want to talk to somebody and give over the phone. It's 800-224-3808. That's 800-224-3808. 8508. And also, we made it super easy. Hopefully, you have the Kurt and Kate hotline in your contact list in your phone. And if you text just Mongolia, that's all you have to do. Just one word, Mongolia, to 888-777-6810. We're going to send you out a link, and it has all the details on how you can give online. Also, maybe you're just like, I'd like some more details on the project itself. Mm. You can have them in the palm of your hand. Just text Mongolia to 888-777-6810. Ed Cannon from Far East Broadcasting Company, he's the president, he is spending some time with us here this morning. Ed, in terms of programming, gospel programming, of course, could you get more specific the type of programs that are on the stations there?
Sure, Kurt. One of the most popular programs that we see in Mongolia are people telling stories from the Bible. So our staff there will dramatize a certain segment of the gospel. This is a storytelling culture where they love to tell stories. They love to listen and just hear each other talk. So we tell stories about the Bible, and people respond to that. We have talk shows where people call in, ask questions about the gospel, and those questions represent the kind of questions in the mind of everyone. And so when we answer those questions, we're not just speaking to one person, we're speaking to the entire audience in Mongolia. They're so creative over there. Some of the programs are targeted to the exact problems that we know exist in the community. Alcoholism is an enormous problem in Mongolia. Abortion is an enormous problem. We had some creative staff members in Mongolia putting together a program designed exactly for women who had had abortions and were struggling with that or were considering having abortions. And these staff members had personally experienced what abortion was like. They put together a program that was creatively called the Unsung Lullaby. So we're speaking to the issues in the country that the people most want to hear about.
And some folks may be thinking, well, you know, I can't really give a lot, and, you know, maybe my gift is going to be insignificant. And that is never, ever the case. God's amazing arithmetic. He takes all of these gifts, he puts them together, whatever we give, and He brings them together, and we can all do the heavy lifting if we are unified here. And so we may have folks who want to give a gift of $10. We may have folks who maybe they want to give $30. And if they give $30, that'll fund an entire morning of Bible teaching on a new station. So there are a lot of different giving levels as people are able to give. But, you know, God brings it all together, and he's into multiplication, isn't he?
Yeah, he sure is. You know, it's so much more cost effective to put radio on the ground in Mongolia than it is here in the United States. You might think this sounds like a burdensome project, but I am sure with the kind of people that you have on the radio here at Moody Radio, not only in Florida but around the Moody network, that listeners who believe in the Great Commission can put together a project, and we'll get this project done, we'll get this task completed, and many listeners in Mongolia will hear the gospel for the first time.
Man, I don't think it gets much better than that. It's the Great Commission, isn't it?
It is, and you know, what I say is that by giving your gift, you're essentially putting your signature on the next chapter in the book of Acts. You know, the church spreading 2,000 years ago was a powerful thing, and we read about that in Acts, but it hasn't happened yet in Mongolia, and you too can participate in that very Great Commission right here at the very roots for all these millions of people who have never even heard the name of Jesus.
Ed, thanks so much for being with us, and thank you for your leadership at Far East Broadcasting Company and for spearheading all of this and all the other projects that you guys do to share the gospel with people all over the face of the planet. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning, and we're watching God move.
Well, Kurt and Kate, thank you very much for your time, and God bless your listeners today.
Ed Cannon from FEBC, he's become a good friend. the past couple of times we chatted with him, Kate. That's cool stuff.
All right, nice guy.
How about some shout outs? We want to say thank you.
Yes, thank you so much to Pete in Cape Coral. Thank you for your gift. Sandra in Tampa. We have Maud in Naples, Erica in Cape Coral, James in Winter Haven. Thank you for your gifts. Your gifts are having a huge impact in a very cold place on the planet, Mongolia. He said the average, he's been there when it's 60 below. Well, it's warmed up to 18 degrees now. So let us send some more sunshine from Florida to Mongolia. And thank you, Andrew from Seminole, for your gift. And Lynette from Sarasota. Roy from North Fort Myers. And Mary from Osprey. Thank you so much for calling, either calling 800-224-3808. That's 800-224-3808, or just text the word Mongolia to our number, 888-777-6810. Just the word Mongolia. You'll get a form. You can fill it out. 888-777-6810.
We would love to hear from you. Kurt and Kate Mornings on Moody Radio. Good morning.